With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump is talking about potential new leadership in Tehran.
President Trump says someone from within the Iranian regime might be the best choice to take power once the military campaign there is over. The president says the attacks on Iran have limited the leadership possibilities. Reza Pahlavi, the exiled crown prince of Iran's last Shah, is trying to position himself for a return.
Some people like him, and we haven't been thinking about too much about that.
The president said somebody that's there in Iran that's currently popular, if there is such a person, would be more appropriate. He doesn't want the worst case scenario in Iran.
Somebody takes over who's as bad as the previous person.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Meanwhile, the president is defending his decision to launch the war with Iran, saying Tuesday there would have been a nuclear war without intervention and that Iran would have taken out many countries. Elsewhere, Wealth Club chief investment strategist Susanna Streeter says that consumers and investors are worried about the nature of this particular war.
We're set to be in an era of fresh energy volatility, just at a time when there had been hopes that energy prices would be coming down. It's adding fresh pain for households and companies around the world. Certain countries will be more exposed than others, and I think we're going to see this playing out in the days to come. But ultimately, it is the risks of conflict continuing to escalate with no end yet in sight that is really concerning.
European shares opening higher after another day of sell-offs in Asia. South Korea's benchmark plunged more than 12%. Oil prices climbed more than 3% on the day. This is SRN News. Well, Colorado Democrats say they want to legalize prostitution.
The bill would remove all criminal penalties for the practice and void all local laws against it. Maine has decriminalized prostitution, but so far no state has made it fully legal everywhere within its borders. The four Democratic sponsors of the legislation, three of whom are women, claim that the measure would improve the health and safety of prostitutes. At this point, the bill's fate in the Colorado legislature is uncertain. Michael Harrington reporting.
Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has determined federal government can bar males from using female restrooms, dismissing an appeal from a man who worked for the Army in Kansas. The man told his employers that he identified as a woman in the summer of 2025 when he asked to use restrooms and locker rooms that were for women. This is SRN News. Foreign correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the Iran war threatens the United Kingdom economic forecast, which officials say had been looking very good, but they are worried.
Britain's Treasury Chief Rachel Reeves wants to present a rosy picture of the state of the British economy, even as oil and gas prices soar in the wake of the fast-evolving Iran war. That's looking like bad news for the global economic outlook. Unveiling the latest UK economic forecast, Reeves insisted the plan she has been driving forward since the Labour Party returned to power in the 2024 election is bearing fruit. Reeves had hoped her statement to the House of Commons would be a relatively low-key affair, but economists are warning that the Iran war could upend the forecast, depressing growth, stoking inflation, and increasing debt. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And more details at srnnews.com.